Yes, RDU 98.5. I am delighted to have on the line with me right now my first guest of the day. They released a EP on Friday and they're about to embark on a wee celebratory tour. It only covers the North Island, though, we're not going to address that or even talk about it, because now I'm sour. No, I'm kidding. I'm very lucky to have Chris from the Menzies on the line with me right now. Good morning, Chris.
Morena, Liam. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very happy. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning here, and I'm literally just watching the sun kind of rise up over the northern mountains out of Wellington, so I'm very happy.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that sounds actually quite the peaceful way to wake up. Hey, you're a couple of days past this EP release now. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, feeling great to have the EP out in the world. It's been a wee while coming, and it's always nice to kind of put these things out into the world and let people listen to them and form their own opinions. So feeling good.
Was it a long journey to get here?
I mean, in some ways it was a journey of 31 years, but in other ways it was a shorter one than that. We came together as a band start of last year, 2023. We wrote the songs through that year and we recorded them end of last year, December. And so it's been from December till now to getting them ready and getting them out. So not too long, but I think no matter how long that process is, it always feels like ages.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably does. Spaghetti Land, of course, being the title track off it. Great song. We playlisted it here at RDU. It's really fun. Was it kind of always, did you always know it was sort of going to be the centrepiece?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
It kind of maybe caught us a little bit by surprise. It was a song that was always going to be on the EP. And then in fumbling around for what a name for the EP might be, Spaghetti Land kind of rose to the top. And so, yeah, it was put in after the fact, but seemed to summarise the collection of songs reasonably well.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's very interesting. It's almost, I don't know, maybe it seems better that all these things happen naturally and organically. So tell me, how does it work for you guys? Like, are you fairly collaborative bunch when it comes to making music and lyric writing, all that creative jazz? Are you fairly collaborative, or do you have quite regimented kind of roles within the band?
Yeah, I would say we're very collaborative. I tend to come up with the initial song idea or maybe the lyrics. But I know I'm absolutely incapable of turning a song into a full song by myself. And so I'll bring like a snippet of an idea to the group, and then we flesh it out together, and everyone's kind of working out their own parts on the instruments and what that would be.
Mm.
And so it kind of, it's a bit of a hodgepodge, and it changes track by track, but it tends to be an early idea, and then we all kind of tease it out together.
How did you all meet? What's like your origin story?
Yeah, what is the origin story? How did we come together? There's four of us, and we started at the end of last year. I guess we kind of formed off the ending of a previous band that I was in called Friendlies. Myself and Nikita Piper, who's the drummer, were both in Friendlies, and Friendlies ended. And I had these kind of early song ideas tinkering away in my head and thought, shit, I'd quite like to flesh these out. And so I knew that I want Nikita on drums because she's incredible. And actually at the time, Connor Gainey was the lead of Friendlies, the previous band, and I actually just stole him straight into Menzies as the bass player.
Hey.
I'm like, sure, you can end a band on us, but I'll still keep you going.
Yeah, do what you can do.
Yeah. And then Miles Sutton, who's the guitar player, and I were living together at the Terrace at the time. He's got his own band called Welcomer, who are fantastic.
Oh, I love Welcomer. Huge fan.
They're great. I absolutely love them. And so we talked about the idea of making music together for some time, and it all kind of came together.
Yes, it certainly bloody well did. Because I was going to say, I find Spaghetti Land quite interesting because, I don't know, when you listen to it, it doesn't feel like the first recorded music by a group.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean by that. But it's like, I don't know, it's quite polished. You know, you've all clearly got some experience here.
Right, yeah, definitely. And I think that helps. With the forming of songs and just like the trust we all have in each other, and that like everyone's been around the block quite a bit, you know, like
right.
Multiple bands. Miles been, you know, on the go for years. Doug, who's our now bassist, because Connor headed down your way to study. Doug was in Girl Boss.
What a good cunt! Oh my god, I shouldn't say that. Sorry.
Edit yourself.
Oh my god. I guess, did that make the whole process easier, or different from previous times you've made music?
I think it meant we could trust ourselves just to move through things and do a good enough job that we'd be happy with it. Like, for example, we recorded the whole thing by ourselves in our rehearsal space. And so we set up and we recorded all the songs live, including the vocal takes. So we just played them as we played them. And there's like maybe literally one or two overdubs in the entire EP, but like 98% of the whole thing is done and recorded live as it is. And so we'd end up with like 7 takes of each song. We'd have to pick whatever the vaguely best one is, or the best vibe across all of the different instruments.
Yeah, right.
And go with it. But because we get along so well and have so much fun and trust in each other, I mean, we could trust that we'd get something that felt good at the end of it.
I would find that, I don't know, maybe this is the non-musician in me, but I would find that really nerve-wracking. And like to know that the whole thing's been recorded.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like I've talked to other musicians after the fact, and they've said the same thing, particularly on vocal takes. That like that sounds really nerve wracking because if you screw it up, you screw up the entire take.
Yeah,
everyone. For me, I think like I kind of like the pressure of it. That you've just got to bang it out, to pretend it's a live show, and have as much fun with it as possible. And then, we love playing live, and I think we get a lot of energy from each other, and so that felt like the best way to capture our energy together was to do it, and it largely worked out.
Yeah, I think it very much worked out. That's so interesting. Yeah, I guess the pressure makes diamonds. You know, that's. That's reality there. Now, I've got to ask, because, you know, yours is a sound that is much beloved down this way. You are going on a quick wee tour, but it's only of the North Island.
It is, yeah, and I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah.
We have great desire and ambition to get down your way and play some shows, and would absolutely love to, and I suspect that will be teed up in some time.
Yeah, it better be. I don't like empty promises, Chris, so this better come to fruition.
Which one I would love to bring to fruition.
Good. Okay. That's all I needed to hear, quite frankly. Hey, Chris, congratulations. You guys are smashing it. This EP is... it's frigging good. It's a really, really good EP. And it's been lovely to chat to you this morning. I'm just delighted to see where you guys take all of this. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam. Have a beautiful morning. Appreciate the chat, and have a lovely rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Behave yourself. Don't do anything too inappropriate.
I'll do my best, and I'm not even going to ask the same of you, because who knows if that's possible.
Yeah, that's true. Oh dear. Brilliant. That was Chris from Menzies, the Te Whanganui Atara based act. Very, very talented. I'm going to play the title track from the EP right now. It's called Spaghetti Land. Playlisted it when it came out. I can't remember when that was. Anyway, here it is.